We responded better. There was a better performance by us. Obviously, I think, you know, we could do some things better, but yeah.
What was it that you saw as the real difference between the 2 weeks?
That's execution. I think it did have a good effect. We installed it, we walked through it, we came back and installed it, we watched it on video. So I think the way we retaught it had a positive effect, definitely.
Kurt, how did you think Mark played?
Mark Herzlick. I thought Mark played with a lot of passion. I thought he played with a lot of heart. He made some football plays for us in the football game, and he brought some toughness to the defense, I thought.
How did he do in pass coverage?
He had, you know, limited opportunities in pass coverage, but he was okay. He didn't hurt us. There was nothing that was glaring from the performance.
You had trouble with their tight end, your second tight end went on. Did you sort of rotate him in and Spencer? I guess Spencer was probably a little more athletic.
Spencer's a little more athletic. We would probably use Spencer in some of the passing situations.
Gary, when it comes to a guy like Dez, the way they like to move him around, they were unafraid to find that matchup. Does it become even harder to not have DRC at full strength to be able to match up against him consistently?
Yeah, I think Dez is really playing great football. He's gotten so much bigger and stronger over the years. His chemistry with Tony has obviously gotten better. And so, yes, it does make it difficult to match up and to, you know, without a full strength 21. But I think 21 has really done a good job of practicing, and he's done a good job of trying to stay in the ball game and play as much as he possibly can play. So I'm encouraged by what we see out of 21. Obviously, he's feeling better because before he just couldn't practice.
Do you see that playing out on the field? Do you see his game improving? That he feels better?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you think he's in shape to take a full game against him, or is he going to have to come out?
Only you can ask him that, you know, and we never know. We never know because sometimes he's going along well, and he'll tighten up in the ball game, and so he needs, he needs a little bit of relief. So we never know exactly how that situation will play out. But he is in condition. When you say in shape, he is in good condition.
Shape, but sometimes you can't get back out there because of the injuries you do.
Correct. I'm very confident in Shockey Brown. You know, he's come in. He's done a nice job for us in the couple of weeks he's been here. Very good student in the classroom. Does it with a smile. Loves the challenge. So I'm very encouraged by what I see from him.
With DRC, when you sub him in and out, is that all health related, or do you try and mix and match when you if you're playing and you're in a strict run down situation?
We don't sub him in and out. It's strictly health related.
Do you not take him off field certain situations early and cop him in later?
Does he have to come to you and say, hey, get backing up, or do you spot something and say?
No, he comes off the field. And so we're looking, and he comes off the field, so we know the sub.
How hard was that last game? You lost a lot of players on the fly, it seemed like, in that Cowboys game.
It's you get out of the flow of what you're trying to call, and so you're trying to make sure that you number one, you have the proper personnel in the game. Number two, you have an attack based upon what you've worked on all week, so it takes you out of your rhythm a little bit of what you would like to, how would you like to attack the opponent? Again, I think he's an outstanding player, and we knew he was the go-to player. Prince made an outstanding play on him on the sideline for a fade ball catch, one down. He tried the fade ball catch again, and he made the outstanding play. So we won one, we lost one. I think the one he caught, it was landed on like the one-yard line. We tried to do some several things to help and cover that up, but again, his chemistry with Tony, he hit some spots in the zone, and so I just think he just rose to the occasion and he played very well.